There's a very different kind of message about resurrection that somebody has been planting around Philadelphia for years, carved into tiles that are placed in the street. The message refers to the 19th century philosopher Alfred Toynbee, and it reads, Toynbee idea in movie 2001, resurrect dead on planet Jupiter. Got that? The cryptic message, whatever it means exactly, has become an inspiration to artists in Philadelphia. We sent WHYY's Peter Crimmins out to try to explain what these Toynbee tiles are all about.
I'm standing at the corner of 19th and Vine Streets in Philadelphia. I'm right across the street from the main branch of the Free Library. And right here, in the middle of the crosswalk, in the middle of the street, is a Toynbee tile. It's all covered with dirt, but it's a single linoleum rectangle. It's about the size of a license plate. And someone has cut out letters by hand. It says Toynbee idea, and then it says in movie 2001, resurrect dead on planet Jupiter. Now, there are dozens of these around Philadelphia, maybe more. Old ones wear away after a while. New ones sometimes reappear. It wouldn't take you long to find one if you were the kind of person who looked down at the street while walking around a city. And one of those people is Raj Haldar. He goes by Lush Life, and he made the music you're hearing right now.
A lot of it was about a very sort of loping rhythm track, walking down the street with a bop. I started walking with
the bird, wishing we never die, never be lost. The first part of the song, this part, is about the first line of the message, which is simply Toynbee idea. It refers to a 20th century historian named Alfred Toynbee, who wrote about the reincarnation of the soul and the possibility of life after death.
That afterlife had not come to pass, but it would, thanks to technology. And for some reason, that would happen with reconstituted molecules on Jupiter.
Yeah, Jupiter. Somehow the planet Jupiter got involved in this. For 20 years now, these tiles have been showing up in Philadelphia and in other cities around the world. They've been seen in New York, in Chicago, in Santiago de Chile. Still, no one knows who does it. It's assumed that this guy, and he's probably a guy, surreptitiously drops these linoleum plaques on the street and lets the weight of passing cars drive it into the asphalt. Lush Life used the tiles as a way to test the limits of hip-hop. He created a long, meditative, four-part suite that matches the four-part structure of the Toynbee tile message. This is the second part of the song. The second line of the tiles message is in movie 2001. Sometimes it's in Kubrick's 2001. It refers to the film by Stanley Kubrick about the possible origins of life and a supercomputer who develops a mind of its own.
I ended up using a quote from Hal as the chorus section where he's saying, Dave, stop, stop, Dave. It's all about being propulsive. Stop, Dave, Dave, stop, stop, Dave,
stop, Dave, stop, Dave. The meaning of the message in the Toynbee tiles is up to interpretation. Is this an elaborate art project, or is it an obsession of a madman?
I come from a sort of background being really interested in graffiti, and my sense of it is that it doesn't really have an artistic motivation. It seems to me to be all about communicating a singular idea.
Without knowing what they mean or who made them, an army of fans has developed around these tiles. One of them is Justin Dewar.
I first noticed the Toynbee tiles probably right around the time I moved to the city, so 93.
When Dewar arrived on Philadelphia's punk scene, no one was talking about the Toynbee tiles, but he felt a certain kinship with the unknown tiler. They both worked on personal projects that were, quite frankly, a little bit weird. Dewar's first band was called Eulogy, and they made music by breaking into nearby empty industrial buildings and banging on the abandoned equipment.
So we went to an abandoned oil refinery, and we would climb inside these big oil drums and bang around in there because the acoustics are really crazy.
Dewar released the music on cassettes with the hand-labeled title Resurrect Dead. That is the third line of the Toynbee tile message.
I saw it as related in spirit, not directly. You know, the tiles and their message were really cryptic and off the radar. And so was the music that we were doing.
Eulogy eventually broke up, and Dewar went on to play with other bands. But he stayed with the Toynbee Tiles for 10 years, photographing and cataloging every instance of them he could find. His efforts have come a long way. There's now an unofficial Google map of all the known Toynbee Tiles listed by location and condition. And Dewar was the subject of a documentary film called Resurrect Dead, The Mystery of the Toynbee Tiles, which won an award at Sundance in 2011. And now you can buy a t-shirt, silk-screened, with a Toynbee tile. This is the fourth and final movement of the Toynbee Suite. The Toynbee tile message may simply be an homage to David Mamet, the playwright. Mamet wrote a one-act play called 4 AM, in which a late-night radio talk show host gets a call from a man who talks about Alfred Toynbee, Stanley Kubrick, and reincarnation on the planet Jupiter. The radio show host eventually shuts him down. And it's hard to believe that someone would spend this long dropping David Mamet fan mail into the street. And it's even harder to believe that he, or she, hasn't been found out. Here in Philadelphia, we've grown proud of the Toynbee tiles, even if that tiler might be some kind of nut job. It's the lure of that unanswered question, why? Why do you do it? It keeps artists like Lush Life coming back to the mystery that's in their own backyard.
Back to life again, back up on the corner spot, either on the block, back on the mic again.
Both of us, in our own ways, are kind of tirelessly pursuing one static goal in the face of glacial amounts of time. For him, it's like, you know, 20-odd years of wanting to communicate the Toynbee philosophy to the world, and for me, it's how I want to make rap records. And in that way, I feel like I really do relate to the Toynbee Tyler.
Lush Life does not get the last word on his own song. He puts the mic down 2 minutes before the end of the song and lets the clarinet take it out.
That's how all rap songs end. 2 minutes of clarinet.
I'm Peter Crimmins for Studio 360.